朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
换句话说，
In other words,
我们所要夸口的东西，
The thing that we boast in,
是充满了我们的眼睛，
has filled our eyes,
抓住了我们的心，
and has caught our heart minds,
以至于我们的时间和精力都给了它，
so that we give all our time and energy to it.
John Stott.
John Stott.
约翰·斯托德
John Stott
他做了一个结论
He has made this conclusion
他说总之我们夸口的对象和我们是彻底的绑在一起了
He said the thing we boast in is completely bound with us
这叫夸口
That is boasting
假师傅的夸口
The boasting of the false teachers
是肉体
They boast in their flesh.
保罗的夸口
But what Paul boasts in
是十字架
is the cross.
我们现在读圣经的人听到保罗说我以十字架夸口我们一点感觉都没有
Nowadays, when we hear Paul saying that he boasts in the cross, we don't feel anything.
因为现在的基督徒觉得十字架很美啊，很漂亮，很高尚啊。
Because the Christians nowadays we find the cross to be very noble, very beautiful.
可是当时在罗马的文化里面
，But at that time for the Roman culture,
十字架是你可以想到最可怕、最丑陋的东西。
The cross is the most ugly thing that you can ever imagine.
最让人觉得羞辱的事情。
It's the thing that's the most humiliating.
没有人会用这个东西来夸口的。
No one would boast in the cross.
你知道在当时的社交环境里面。
You know that in the social society there.
如果你一提到钉十字架或者十字架这个动词或者名词的时候
Whenever you mention this word cross or crucifixion
都会让人憎恶作呕
It disgusts people
如果你一定要说到有一个人很可怜他被钉十字架
But if you must talk about a person being crucified
你都会很委婉地说哎呀那个人很不幸被挂在树上
You would use euphemism and say that the person is so lucky and he's hung on a tree
如果换成今天在美国的文化
Imagine if to put that concept in the American culture today
是有一个人如果跟你说
If a person says to you
啊，我觉得最荣耀、最骄傲的就是那个处死犯人的电影。
What I find most glorious and proud in is the thing, the electric chair that kills people.
你一定晕了。
You'll be confused.
你有病啊。
What's wrong with you?
这就是保罗说，他不以别的夸口，他只夸十字架。
And that is what Paul meant by not boasting other things except the cross.
他不是夸所有的十字架。
He does not boast in all the crosses.
他只夸基督的十字架。
He only boasts in the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为他知道只有基督的十字架成就了神一切救恩的计划。
Because he knows that only the cross of Christ has fulfilled all the plans of God's salvation.
换一句话说
In other words,
整个加拉太书的信息
The whole message of the book of Galatians
就是在讲到说信仰的核心是什么
is talking about the core of our faith.
那这一个信仰的核心才是我们每一个属主的人我们应该以为夸耀的。
And this core of faith, it would us, people who belong to God, should boast in.
这个才是我们为之而生，这个才是应该得我们所有的心思爱情。
This is what we should be living for, and this can have all our minds and love.
你问你自己。
If we ask ourselves,
你可以跟神有好的关系。
You can have a good relationship with God.
你可以回到神的家里。
And you can come back to the household of
God. 你可以成为神的孩子。
And you can become the children of God.
靠什么？
What do you have?
凭什么？
Why?
唯独依靠耶稣在十字架上所成的救恩。
Only through the salvation that Jesus has fulfilled on the cross.
还是十字架再加上什么呢？
Or it is the cross plus something else.
犹太派强调的。
The Jewish people, they have emphasized.
就是除了十字架还要加割礼。
That salvation is the cross plus circumcision.
如果少没有加上就不行。
Without this addition, you can't be saved.
历世历代的教会。
The history is throughout.
常常犯的错误。
The churches throughout the history have often made this mistake.
也是把十字架再加上一些其他的要求。
To believe in that salvation is the cross plus.
而整个加拉太书告诉我们。
But the whole book have told us.
福音的核心
，the core of salvation，
只有十字架
，is only cross。
如果我们今天很清楚的知道
，if we know clearly，
我能够在基督里
，that the reason why I can be in Christ，
和我的努力没有关系
，has nothing to do with my performance。
正是因为跟我的表现没关系。
And it is exactly because it has nothing to do with my performance.
所以我有安全感。
I can feel secure.
因为如果跟我的表现有关系。
Because it's dependent on my performance.
我今天表现好。
If I'm doing good today.
我跟神有关系。
I have relationship with God.
我表现不好呢。
But if I'm performing badly.
不就完了吗？
Is that the end of me?
感谢主。
But thank God.
我们的安全感
the sense of security,
我们的夸口
what we boast in,
我们的荣耀
the glory we have,
都不在乎我们自己
are not on ourselves,
是单单在乎耶稣在十字架上所成就的
they solely depend on what Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
然后保罗讲了十四节的下半句
and then Paul talks about something in the second part of verse 14.
对保罗而言
，For Paul，
世界定死了。
The world has been crucified。
对世界而言
，And for the world，
保罗定死了。
Paul has also been crucified。
整个这个世界的系统
，The system of this whole world，
价值
，Values，
试探
，Temptations，
对保罗而言。
All of these for Paul
死了
are dead.
完全没有吸引力了
They no longer attract him anymore.
那保罗他以前对这个世界上的血统
Before, Paul has been so focused on
things in
the world like his bloodline or education,
成就
accomplishments,
品格
characters,
他都觉得很重要的
he thought so highly of those things.
他在腓立比书三章七节说只是先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损的
just like what he says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 but whatever things were gained to me those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ
十字架的伟大
The greatness of the cross
让保罗死
has crucified Paul.
又让保罗活。
But resurrected him.
让他对世界死。
So that he has been dead to the world.
让他对神活。
But he is alive to God.
这是加拉太书的重点。
That is the core of the book of Galatians.
十五节他接着说。
Verse 15, he continues to say,
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要。
For neither circumcision count, nor uncircumcision counts for anything.
要紧的就是做新造的人。
What counts is being a new creation.
那我们中间如果记忆力比较好的人应该记得加拉太书五章六节有一句话跟这句话非常相似。
If you have a good memory, you may remember what's in chapter 5, verse 6. It's very similar to this verse.
原来在基督耶稣里，受割礼，不受割礼，全无功效。
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything.
唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
But only faith working through love that counts.
受割礼不受割礼没用。
Circumcision or non-circumcision
无关紧要。
They don't matter.
紧要的是什么？
What is it?
有用的是什么？
What is it that is working here?
做新造的人。
Being a new creation.
那什么叫做新造的人呢？
What does it mean being a new creation?
怎么会做新造的人呢？
How to be a new creation?
当然是借着生发仁爱的信心，你才可能做新造的。
It is through faith working through love that you can become a new creation.
新造的人。
A new creation.
啊，这是一个非常重要的思想。
This is a very important concept.
我们信了主。
As we believe in the Lord.
不只是我们的罪恶、过犯，神都替我们解决。
God has not only dealt with our sins and faults.
我们跟神有了一个新的关系。
He has also given us this new relationship with him.
我们不再是奴隶。
We're no longer servants.
我们成为他的孩子。
We are his children.
我们可以呼叫他为阿爸。
We can call out to him, Abba.
我们跟别的弟兄姐妹也有新的关系。
And we have a new relationship with other brothers and sisters.
我们不再被种族、社会、性别这一些的区别来让我们跟别人分开。
We are no longer separated or divided by any racial, social, or gender barriers.
我们在基督里是自由的。
We now are free in Christ.
在救恩的事情上
On the matter of salvation,
所有其他外面宗教的要求都不重要。
All other outward religious requirements don't matter anymore.
重要的是你里面这个新造的生命真实不真实。
What matters is whether this new life, new creation in you is real or not.
保罗很清楚的知道
Paul knows very clearly,
这一个新的创造
that this new creation,
会有新的生活的模式
will lead to new ways of living,
会有新的胃口
there will be a new appetite,
这一个新的生命
this new life,
他会按照福音的这一个原则来生活。
Will live according to this new principle of.
他跟神跟人的关系都不再是根据任何的旧造，而是根据这个新的创造。
Your relationship with God or with other people is no longer bound to this old life, but to this new creation.
所以到了十六节。
Therefore, as we come to verse 16,
保罗这样说。
Paul says,
凡照此理而行的。
And as for all who walk by this rule,
这个理
this rule,
就是前面讲的十字架 带来的新的创造的这个原则。
Is this principle of the new creation brought by the cross?
一个人的生命如果是根据这个原则来生活的时候，
If a person lived by this rule,
平安、怜悯自然就在他们的生命中。
Peace and mercy will naturally come to their life.
十六节其实很多地方都会让人误解。
Verse 16 can naturally be misunderstanding.
第一个误解是人家说，哎呀，这个保罗的祝福啊就很小气。
Some people might say that Paul is very stingy about this benediction.
他不够宽宏大量。
He's not generous enough.
保罗应该说，所有愿意的人都愿平安怜悯加给他们。
Paul should say that peace and mercy be upon everyone who is willing.
不是保罗小气。
It's not that Paul is not generous.
不是保罗只祝福那些按照十字架福音原则生活的人。
And it's not that Paul only blesses those who live by the cross.
是一个人因着福音，因着十字架，他成为了新造的人以后，他的生活中就因为跟神有了和平，领受了从神而来的怜悯。
It is a person can receive this peace and mercy once they reconcile with God because of this cross.
他的生命中自然就充满着和平和怜悯。
And then this person is naturally filled with peace and mercy.
十六节最末了的几个字。
At the end of verse 16, there are a few words.
和神的以色列民
，and the Israel of God。
有些人误会
，someone have misunderstood this。
说保罗他要祝福两种人
，saying that Paul is giving benediction to two kinds of people。
第一种人是按照福音的原则而生活的新造的人。
The first kind is the new creation that lives by the rule of cross。
第二种人就是犹太人。
And the second kind is the Jewish people.
可是这样的人，他们都忽略了保罗在罗马书九章六到八节的话。
But these people, they have actually ignored to see what Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verse 6 to 8.
这不是说神的话落空了，因为从以色列生的不都是以色列人。
It is not as though the word of God has failed, for not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel.
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就都做他的儿女。
But not all are children of Abraham because they're his offspring.
唯独从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。
But through Isaac shall your offspring be named.
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女。
This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God.
唯独那应许生的儿女才算后裔。
But the children of the promise are counted as offspring.
你读整个加拉太书。
As you read through the whole book of Galatians.
保罗其实这个神的以色列人是用来描写在加拉太的信徒。
This Israel of God is used to describe the people, the Galatian Christians.
那至于中文翻作汉这个字和这个字。
And in Chinese, this word and.
其实在希腊文里面这个字也可以翻作就是。
In Greek, it can be translated into as or even as.
因为整个加拉太书你把它浓缩起来三章四章所教导的。
Because if you condense this book of Galatians and look at what's taught in chapter 3 and 4,
谁才是亚伯拉罕真正的后裔?
Who is the true children of Abraham?
谁才是自由妇人的后裔?
And who is the offspring of the free woman?
就是那些新造的人。
It is the people of the new creation.
平安和怜悯。
Peace and mercy.
是传统犹太人的祝福。
is comes from the traditional blessing of the Jewish people.
保罗就用这个祝福
，and as Paul uses this benediction，
给了真犹太人。
He gives it to the real Jewish people.
亚伯拉罕的真儿子。
The real sons of Abraham.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
从今以后，人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus.
我们都知道，假师父希望每个人身上都有一个印记。
We know that the false teachers want everyone to have this mark on them.
那就是割礼的印记。
That is the mark of circumcision.
可是保罗告诉他们。
But Paul has told them.
我身上真正重要的印记。
The real important mark on me.
是耶稣的印记。
Is the mark of Jesus.
耶稣有什么印记？
What is the marks of Jesus?
保罗在哥林多后书四章十节说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10.
他说我身上带着耶稣的死。
I have the death of Jesus on me.
这是他的印记。
That is his marks.
你如果记得保罗在很多的地方都讲到他在服侍主的路上他在肉身所受的痛苦。
If you remember, you can know that Paul has talked about this meant physical marks that he has experienced on his way of serving the Lord.
他被打过五次啊。
He was beaten 5 times.
那个打不是开玩笑的。
It was not just.
那是杖刑啊。
It was being.
要人命的。
It almost killed him.
哦，不是，讲出三次。
He was beaten 3 times.
他被石头打。
He was stoned.
他。传承
he experienced shipwreck,
他一直受到很多很多的逼迫
and he was constantly abused.
哥林多后书十一章里面有很详细的描写
There was a very clear description in 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
对保罗而言
For Paul,
所有这些受苦在他身上所留下的疤痕
All the scars from his suffering
是基督给他的勋章
are the medals given by Jesus to him.
Campbell Morgan 呢
Campbell Morgan
他曾经这么说过
He once said
他说只有被钉过十字架的人才懂得怎么传十字架
Only the one that has been crucified will understand how to preach the cross.
我们都知道那个多疑的多马。
We all know this suspicious Thomas.
他说，除非我看见那个钉痕的手，我是不能够相信的。
He once said, "I will not believe unless I see the nail marks on his hands."
这个世界。
This world.
人们如果在基督徒的身上。
If people for Christians
看不见为基督受苦的标志
，If people cannot see the marks of suffering for Jesus on Christians，
人们很难相信我们所传的。
People, it's hard for them to believe in what we have preached about。
这是为什么保罗会在他里面有那么深的祷告。
That is why there's this prayer that comes from the deep.
让我能够更多的认识他。
Oh, let me know you more, God.
让在他的复活的大能上认识他。
And understand him more on this almighty power of resurrection.
让我能够有份于他的受苦。
So that I can be part of the suffering.
在他死的形状上。与他相似
and becoming more like him in death.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
你如果真的是主的仆人
If you are the true servants of God,
不要稀奇
Do not be amazed
在我们身上
That on us,
一定会有伤痕
There will be scars.
有些是肉身的伤痕
Some are physical scars.
那更多是为着主心灵上所受的伤痕。
But more are the scars and marks that are for.
你受的伤痕越多。
the more scars you have,
神就越能够使用你去安慰那一些受苦的人。
The more God can use you to comfort those who are also in suffering.
记住。
Remember that.
这些伤疤是基督给我们的勋章。
The scars are the medals given by Christ to us.
十八节。
Verse 18.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
在原文里面
In the original text,
这一节圣经
This verse,
一开始的第一个字是恩惠
starts with this word grace.
你记得保罗写加拉太书一开始就是写恩惠。
If you remember, at the beginning of the book of Galatians, Paul talks about
现在他写到这卷书的最后一节的时候，他还是用恩惠开头。
As he comes to the end, he also uses the word grace to begin.
虽然加拉太的弟兄姐妹
Even though the brothers and sisters at the Galatian church
有很多的错误
They made many mistakes
有很多的软弱
They were weak.
保罗要告诉他们，保罗是使徒的权柄。
Paul tried to tell them that he is the authority of the apostles.
保罗要告诉他们很多福音真理。
And Paul taught them many truths of the gospel.
但是最重要的。
But most importantly,
保罗要让他们知道。
Paul wants them to know.
最重要的。
What's the most important?
是神的恩典。
Is the grace of God.
因为恩典是基督徒属灵生命的起点
Because grace is the beginning of a Christian spiritual life
也是我们一生的原则和依靠
It is also we live by and live with
只有恩典能够给我们真正的满足与安全感
Only grace can give us real satisfaction and security
从今时直到我们见主的面
From today until the day we see our Lord
原文里面第二中间的一段呢，就是这一个恩典要跟你们的灵同在，弟兄们。
And for the original text, it is the grace will be with you with your spirit, brothers.
加拉太书只有六章。
There are only six chapters in the book of Galatians.
但是这短短六章圣经里面九次保罗称呼他们弟兄们
But in this short book, Paul has called the people brothers for nine times.
加拉太的弟兄姐妹让保罗相当的痛苦
The people at the Galatian church have really pained Paul.
非常的担心
Paul was truly worried about them.
他们听被假师父迷惑
They were deceived by the false teachers.
他们对这圣经的看法有一些严重的错误。
They had serious misunderstandings of the Bible.
他们甚至于面临到从恩典中堕落的危险。
They even faced this danger of falling from grace.
但是保罗一直认定他们是弟兄们。
But Paul could not consider them as anything less than brothers.
保罗真是明白主耶稣的话。
Paul truly understand what the word of Jesus.
不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。
For the one who is not against us is for us.
最后，阿门。
The end, there's Amen.
我相信大家都知道。
I believe that you all know.
在希伯来文阿们这个字
In Hebrew, this word Amen
是实实在在的
means it's sure.
是坚定不移的
It's steadfast.
早期的基督徒
The early Christians
承受了这个字
They adopted this word.
在读圣经的时候
As they read the Bible,
读完了,
after the reading,
就会说阿们。
They will say Amen.
在公开祷告的时候
，and during the open prayers,
结束的
，at the end,
也会说阿们。
They also say Amen.
表明这是我诚心所愿。
That means I'm saying it out of my true will.
这是实实在在的。
This is solid and sure.
神的福音。
The gospel of God.
十字架上的福音。
The gospel of the cross.
神的恩典。
The grace of God.
带来这个新造的人。
Have brought out this new creation.
是我们实实在在信仰的核心。
It is truly what believe in.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord,
在你话语的光中
in the light of your words,
我们低头敬拜
we bow down our heads and worship you.
你为我们预备的
you have prepared for us.
何等的宝贵
such grace.
我们亲爱的主
our dear Lord,
你在十字架上
you were on the cross.
为我们成就了一切。
You fulfilled everything for us.
如今我们成了新造的人。
Now we become this new creation.
我们跟父有了亲密的关系。
We can have this close relationship with Father.
我们跟你宝血买回来的弟兄姐妹有了亲密的关系。
And we can have this close relationship with the brothers and sisters you have brought with your blood.
感谢你把我们从粪堆中提拔出来。
We thank you for lifting us up from nothing.
让我们不只是有平安和怜悯。
So that we may not only have peace and mercy.
你让我们成为你的以色列。
But also become the Israel of God.
我们成为你的荣耀。
We can become your glory.
你的能力。
Your power,
你的见证
and your testimony,
这是何等稀奇的恩典
such marvelous grace it is,
配得我们
you are worthy,
把我们一切都摆在你的手上
of us to give everything of us to you,
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的
we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。